At the conclusion of one of this week's Torah portions, Bahar, we find two especially significant verses, one warning us against idolatry and the other one commanding us to observe Shabbat. Have you ever wondered why these two verses are lumped together? I would like to suggest one possible explanation. Shabbat, which in this case also refers to the observance of the sabbatical years, guards our souls against the idolatrous aspects of life. All the material things which we value so dearly, such as wealth, machinery, business, etc., are to be put aside in favor of rest and renewal. I truly believe that the Holy One is sending us an important message during this current COVID-19 crisis. God is calling upon us to emulate the spirit of Shabbat, in a different way, while simultaneously weeding out the idolatrous aspects of our lives. Even though we may no longer make graven images, some have allowed other kinds of idolatrous pursuits to set the standard for their lives. Think of the many hundreds of students who flocked to the sunny beaches of Florida and elsewhere, unwilling to give up their spring break vacation. Across the country, we see presumably sensible adults who choose to ignore social distancing rules in favor of their own personal enjoyment. There are some people who truly believe that they are indestructible, and a little thing like a global pandemic is not going to disrupt their plans. This too is a form of idolatry. Of course, each of us wants life to be as it was before, when we were able to attend concerts, when we dined out in restaurants, celebrated parties, went to shul, and engaged in many other enjoyable activities. But that is not God's will right now. The social distancing component of the COVID-19 crisis should prompt each one of us to adopt a more clearer and noble vision of life. Now is the time to take stock of the many significant things which we may have taken for granted or more insidiously ignored in the past. Let's start with human relationships. Reconnect with those people in and around your life who love, cherish, and respect you. Begin to appreciate them more. Take good care of them, even if that might mean communicating through mobile FaceTime. Savor those precious moments with your loved ones. Use your time in quarantine to take better care of yourself. Self-care is very important. Now there's a great opportunity for that. And finally, cultivate a more meaningful relationship with the Holy One. Now that travel is restricted, spend time making your home a more holy and reverent environment. Reconnect with your spiritual side and know that God will bring us out of the darkness and back into the light. King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, once asked his servant to find a magic ring, a ring that if a sad man wore, he would become happy, and if a happy man wore, he would become sad. The servant searched high and low in the land with no success. So he went to the local jeweler and he had three words inscribed on a plain gold ring. Gam ze ya'avor, this too shall pass. King Solomon never took the ring off. It would humble him during times of contentment and it would bring him hope and comfort during times of distress. President Lincoln used this term in English to inspire and challenge those who he spoke to. We need to internalize these words and place them upon our hearts. Remember that as with everything else on earth, Gam ze yavor, this too shall pass, and we will emerge stronger and more energetic than ever before, our faith and energy renewed, our happiness restored. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel of Kehilat Moshe. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.